All right, check this out. The three worst people you know, Stephen Miller, Pete Hegseth, and J.D. Vance, just got booed out of D.C.'s Union Station after they tried to go and sell Trump's militarization of D.C. For example, we learned just an hour ago that the National Guard, DEA, U.S. Marshals, Capitol Police, Metro PD, Amtrak Police, and what appear to be Secret Service snipers were all at Union Station in anticipation for this J.D. Vance, Pete Hegseth, Stephen Miller meeting. Now, it's normal to have Secret Service there. I'm not going to complain about Secret Service protecting the vice president. But having about eight different guards in D.C. is the exact problem right now. People are being captured out of their cars by masked individuals who don't give their names or their agency. Even Fox News host Bret Baier was randomly pulled over because you just can't really drive around DC without running into, not crime, but the military. And I just want to draw this distinction. Crime is bad. We need to take care of crime in DC and in every other state. But if Trump wanted to be consistent, the National Guard would be walking through a lot of red states right now. Many red states have crime rates comparable to DC. So Trump's not even trying to fight crime. He's trying to just leverage the power of the executive branch. Let's watch these clips of these guys being booed out. First, as they were walking in, you hear boos ringing. This comes at a time when new polls are coming out showing that DC residents do not want the National Guard mobilized. DC residents actually feel less safe after Trump's takeover, according to CNN. Roughly 8 in 10 residents oppose Donald Trump taking over the city's police department and mobilizing the National Guard. By the way, Adam Mockler, I will be on CNN tonight at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, doing another debate panel with Abby Phillip. Make sure you're there. The own residents of DC, the people that live there, are like, hey, nobody likes crime, we don't like crime, but the National Guard isn't the way to solve this. That's why you hear relentless boos. And the funny thing is, a lot of Trump supporters are trying to cope. Like, I found this MAGA dude on Twitter who said, the crazy liberals, created by and followers of ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, and PBS, are not going away. Be prepared for endless protests funded by deep state money. Yeah, so they have to justify this as some sort of Soros-funded venture because they can't accept that the American people or the people living in DC don't want the National Guard mobilized for zero reason whatsoever. Let's watch this clip of J.D. Vance trying to speak, trying to sell Trump's policy, but just being drowned out by relentless booing.
Some violent, crazy people who are screaming at kids with a few crazy liberals who are screaming at the vice president. But I think that's a very worthwhile trade to make because we want our people to be able to enjoy our beautiful cities. And the last thing I'll say is to the American people, D.C. is already safer than it was 9 days ago, but we're going to make it safer still to come. This is your city.
He says that he wants people to be able to go around and enjoy the city, but if you look at any stats, restaurant visits dropped by 30% in the days following the militarization. People are shopping less. It is hurting the local economy because no one wants randomized, relentless traffic stops where you might actually get arrested for no reason if you have like a Trump meme or J.D. Vance meme on your phone or whatever the hell. In this video, we hear free D.C. chants.
I feel good, man. I can't complain. It's a lot more fun than most days.
Oh, they got a bunch of Shake Shack burgers as well for the soldiers. I'm glad the people of DC are allowing their voice to be heard at a time like this. Now, we have Stephen Miller trying to attack them as crazy communist protesters being paid off. No, they're people who want their voices to be heard.
Those crazy communists, they have no roots, they have no connections to the city, they have no families they're raising in the city, they have no one that they're sending to school in the city, they have no jobs in the city, they have no connections to this community at all. But they're the ones who've been advocating for the 1%, the criminals, the killers, the rapists, the drug dealers. And I'm glad they're here today. Because me, Pete, and the vice president are all going to leave here, and inspired by them, we're going to add...
This dude just drips evil hatred. Check out this interaction that happened under this. So a Trump supporter responded to this clip on Twitter and said, DC is half black, but all the protesters are 80-year-old white liberal women. They are paid instigators, possibly Antifa. First of all, that's not true. There was a diverse amount of protesters in both age and race and lived experience. But then someone asks, is this true, Grok? And Elon Musk's own AI, Grok, says, the claim exaggerates Stephen Miller's comments and isn't supported by reports. DC protests against Trump's police takeover involve diverse residents, not just 80-year-old white liberal women. No credible evidence shows that they are paid for or Antifa-linked. DC is 46% black, but protesters reflect broader demographics as well. Just absolutely sickening trying to twist this as random outside agitators when these are people of DC who just want their voice heard. They simply want their voice heard.
They're raising this city. They have no one that they're sending to school in this city. They have no jobs in this city. They have no connections to this community at all. But they're the ones who've been advocating for the 1%, the criminals, the killers, the rapists.
You know what I would argue? The 1% of criminals in DC currently exist in the White House, and it's nuanced. I don't want to undermine crime that actually does happen in DC, because crime does happen in cities across the country. I live in Chicago, and there's crime near where I live. There's crime in Los Angeles. It is a reality, and we want to minimize crime through democratic and strong means. Like, how about funding after-school activities in underprivileged areas so that as kids grow up, they have more resources and, you know, don't have to turn to crime? There are so many studies on, you know, events and resources we can fund in certain communities to lower crime. None of these studies include just mobilizing the National Guard. Randomly and brazenly mobilizing troops into DC is not a strategy to fight crime. That is a strategy to consolidate power. And the point that I want to make is, like, Stephen Miller is basically parroting Hitler rhetoric. He always does this. There was a time when Hitler said that the Jewish people will flood the hospitals. The Jewish people will take away your resources, and they have nothing to do with this community. Those were Hitler's words. Now, Stephen Miller tries to make similar arguments in different clips, and in this clip, he says that immigrants are overflowing hospitals and schools. He says that none of the protesters here even have any say. He just tries to delegitimize the enemy and use them as a scapegoat. He's honestly a disgusting, despicable human being, and I want to return to the point that the 1% that are committing crimes, that's the president. Yeah, carjackings are bad. Let's minimize carjackings. But can we also, in the same breath, talk about the president of the United States, who took a $400 million jet from Qatar, who has made hundreds of millions off of a cryptocurrency named Trump, and then a second cryptocurrency named ticker sign Melania, and then a third cryptocurrency off of Bear, and there's just so many cryptocurrencies they are making money. Don Jr., I was going to say Dumb and Dumber, Don Jr. and Eric Trump are starting their own crypto firm that the president is helping. They're also investing in a drone firm that the president is helping. There is so much crime going on in the White House, so much transactional beneficiaries like Donald Trump and people around him, that we should focus on both of these things at once. And the way to focus on crime within DC, I can tell you right now, is not to mobilize the National Guard. Like, read this article. DC residents feel less safe after Trump takeover. Roughly 8 in 10 Washington, DC residents oppose President Donald Trump ordering the federal government to take control of the city's police department as well as his deployment of the National Guard. Notably, more than half of those living in the capital city have noticed the increased federal presence, and 61% of those people feel less safe as a result of Trump's action. The figures go against the narrative Trump and other administrations have been trying to tout, and we need to keep the pressure on. Make sure you drop a like, make sure you subscribe. I'll be on CNN tonight, Newsnight, at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. See ya. Love you guys. Peace out.